Hey, listeners, a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast is now the Not Crazy Podcast. Same feed, different name. Hosted by Gabe Howard and Jackie Zimmerman. Search for Not Crazy or visit us at psychcentral.com/notcrazy. In the meantime, enjoy this legacy episode of BSP, and we hope you'll check out the new Not Crazy Podcast.
For reasons that utterly escape everyone involved, you're listening to a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast. Here are your hosts, Gabe Howard and Michelle Hammer.
Welcome to a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast. I'm Michelle, and I have schizophrenia.
I'm Gabe, and I have bipolar. And this week, Michelle and I talked to each other's mothers.
We did. And what's the one thing that our moms have in common, Gabe?
They're both named Susan.
I know. What are the odds?
I mean, I think Susan was probably a very common name. I think our moms are about the same age. So, I mean,
baby boomers.
You could do like a genetic study of when they were born and what the most common name was, and you'd probably come up with the odds from that. Or were you just making conversation?
My mom's two best friends are also named Susan.
Whoa. They're like the Sue crew?
I mean, I guess so. The Sue crew.
Now,
they don't sue people.
Your father's name starts with a G, correct?
No, with a J.
Oh, okay, because my father's name starts with a G, so I thought maybe they had that in common.
No, he's not Jeffrey like the Toys R Us Jeffrey.
He's not, no, oh, Toys R Us, moment of silence. This afternoon, we called each other's mothers. I called Sue Hammer, and you called?
I called Susan Howard.
Yes, and we talked to them, and we asked them many questions. We learned many things about each other, but the goal was to ask them the same five questions, and what we're going to do is ask each other how we thought our mothers answered.
Okay.
So the first question that I asked your mother was, at what age did you suspect Michelle was mentally ill, not just different or quirky, but that something was actually wrong? What do you think your mother said?
Ninth grade.
You think your mother said ninth grade?
Yes.
No. Your mother said, I mean, she kind of said that. What she said was, is that we knew something was wrong for many, many years, but they didn't know that it was mental illness. They knew for sure you were mentally ill when you were 19 years old and you were in college.
Okay.
What happened when you were 19 in college that made your parents positive you were mentally ill?
I went to the psych ward for a suicide attempt.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it to you.
Now, you've talked before, though, about your mom taking you to therapy and to therapists and getting you checked out, but they didn't connect that it was mental illness. Do you think they were still thinking that it was behavioral at this point, that you were just like stubborn?
I must have been. That's why I thought it was ninth grade. Yeah. Why would they be taking me to a therapist if it wasn't not like, I guess it was just behavioral, I suppose. I think that's what they were thinking. I know my mom thought I had a learning disability.
Isn't that fascinating though? Your parents took you to a therapist, which we all know is that's psychological. That's our brain. That's what mental issues are. It's in the way that we interact, behave, etc. But they still didn't want to think that you were mentally ill because that was bad. They thought it was something else. It's fascinating because my parents were this way too. They would have much rather believed that I was a brat than I was crazy.
Well, what do you think your mom said to that question?
I think that my mother said when I was in my early 20s.
Well, your mom said to me she realized you had a mental illness when you were diagnosed.
Really? The day I was diagnosed?
When you were diagnosed. I mean, she kind of said she thought you had some issues, that you were in counseling since you were about 8 years old. You had ups and downs. But she really was clueless, and she didn't know you had a mental illness until you were diagnosed.
Wow. That's basically our families are very stereotypical in this way because, as you said, both of our families like took us to therapists or talked to people about our behavior issues, but really didn't understand that there was anything bigger going on until it all came crashing down.
Yeah, I guess they just needed like something really big to happen to make it so, or maybe they were in denial.
Yeah, they needed a crisis. And this is often how mental illness is diagnosed in our country. And our parents aren't stupid people. Our parents are good people. They loved us, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and yet they had no idea, no idea. In and out of therapy, talking to doctors, thinking there was something wrong, and it wasn't until a crisis happened that they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're starting to see the problem. Not with our families, but with...
Moms are the problem. Mommy problems.
Moms are not the problem. But this is why people think that moms are the problem. Because there's no education surrounding it. So our poor moms are just left behind the eight ball trying to fend for themselves without any sort of help at all. So it's
we should get mommy classes.
Mommy classes?
Let's give some mommy classes.
We're gonna start mommy and mental illness. It's like
mommies and mental illness.
So the next question that I asked your mother, which was a great segue, is when you learned that Michelle was sick, what did you first think? What do you think your mom said?
Oh my God, what did my mom think? I think she thought that this makes sense.
Sort of. I would give that solid partial credit. She said that the first diagnosis that you received, as longtime listeners know, is bipolar disorder. And she agreed with that immediately because she had seen you be, you know, up and down. And when she read about it, that made sense to her. But she didn't know about the paranoia or that you heard voices. So she didn't really think anything past your original diagnosis because you had kept that information to yourself. And that, of course, begs the question, why did you keep that information to yourself? Why didn't you tell your parents that you were paranoid and heard voices?
Well, when you're paranoid, you don't tell anyone that you're paranoid because you're scared they're going to know you're paranoid. Why do you keep things to yourself? Because you're paranoid. When you're paranoid, you don't trust anybody. Why would you tell anyone that you're paranoid? And why do I tell people I hear voices? I didn't realize I was hearing voices. I thought they were just like daydreaming. I didn't know what it was. And also, I didn't want to be schizophrenic. So I didn't want to like tell anyone about those symptoms. Even when my college roommates were like, who are you talking to? I'd be like, I'm just thinking out loud. Nothing. So that's why when I like even told my college roommates I found that I have schizophrenia, they all looked at me and they were like, no shit.
That's one of my favorite Michelle stories. Your mom did emphasize that she was worried about your future and that she wanted to make sure that you could lead a productive life. And she wanted to know about all the treatment options that were available for you so that she could help you get them.
She's big on the Googling on that stuff. She'll Google anything. She'll just Google and Google. Learn. Bring it up to me. And I'm like, oh my God, can you have a conversation with me, not with what you learned on Google?
Oh, be nice to your mom. She was sweet.
I'm nice to her.
You know, the good thing is if she wants to learn about schizophrenia on WebMD, there's a great video that teaches all about living in New York with schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah. It's a really great video. You can just search WebMD Michelle and you can find a great video all about me. Oh, hey.
Wait, I thought it was about schizophrenia. I didn't know you were in it. Now I'm questioning whether or not it's real.
Oh, shut up. What do you think your mom said?
Oh, man, I was hoping to avoid that. Honestly, I thought that my mom didn't believe it. I thought that she thought that it was some sort of, like cry for help or drama. I think she just thought it was like more bullshit coming from Gabe that she just thought that it would blow over. That's what I thought my mom thought.
Okay. Your mom said one simple sentence when she found out. She said to me, all of this makes sense now.
Wow. I didn't know that.
She said, all of this makes sense now. That's the exact sentence she said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I love my parents. They're sweet. But yeah, we were all so confused. In a way, I'm happy to hear that because it looks like they gained some clarity into my life. But I'm also so sad to hear that they just saw my life as just such a nightmare. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, hey, your kid's severely mentally ill. Then they're like, oh, thank God. Now everything makes sense. There's some happiness and humor in it, but there's also kind of like sadness in it that
What's sad is that we had to get diagnosed so late in life. which I know 20 is not considered so late in life, but like there's kids now getting diagnosed at a much younger age. So if we could have only gotten diagnosed younger, we could have gotten help earlier. But we had to wait so much longer that our parents were like, oh, you know, it all makes sense now at these ages when these big things happened.
Especially for me, I was 25. I mean, I was 25 when I was diagnosed. I was a full-on adult. I owned a house. I had been married. I was getting a divorce. I mean, I'd crammed a lot into the years before a bipolar diagnosis.
Right. So
the next question that I asked your beautiful, loving mother, I know she listens, so I wanted to work that in. What is your definition of recovery with schizophrenia? And does Michelle meet your definition? In other words, do you feel that Michelle is in recovery? What do you think your mom said?
I would say she thinks I'm in recovery, but there's more recovery to be had. Maybe, I don't know.
How do you think she defined recovery with schizophrenia?
I mean, living well, living, you know, on my own, being able to take care of myself.
You've actually pretty much got it almost dead on. Your mother said exactly, I'm going to read it exactly. Your mom's definition is being compliant with treatment and being able to lead a productive life on her own without having every moment of her life dedicated to schizophrenia. And she went on to say that Michelle complies with her treatment 100%, but she doesn't know how much time you have that is free of the symptoms of schizophrenia, and she worries for you because she doesn't want you to have to spend all of your time dealing with the illness. She wants you to be free to make your own happiness in life.
I am free to make my own happiness in life.
She didn't say that you weren't. Stop being so defensive and paranoid. Oh, I hear it now.
What do you think your mom said about your recovery?
I would like to think that my mother said that recovery with bipolar disorder is spending more time living my life than I do managing bipolar disorder, because she's listened to me say it in all of my speeches and writing over the last 8 years so much that she just repeated it back. But I don't know what my mom said for her definition of recovery, but I think that she thinks that I am in recovery with bipolar disorder and that I do meet whatever definition that she came up with. And I think that all in all, I think that my mom thinks that I'm doing well.
Well, yeah, she kind of said that you're recovering, and she said it's just like an alcoholic, you're in recovery. Oh, that was an interesting comparison. And that you and her, you guys have been educated together on bipolar disorder, and you've come a long way. And she feels that you as a person in recovery, that you prove that you don't have to be on disability just because you have a mental illness. That's what she said.
I like it. I like it. So I feel that I called it pretty close. Like,
yeah.
I think if my mom and I were playing the newlywed game in a non-creepy way, that I would have gotten credit for that.
Yeah, wait, I know.
Are you old enough to have heard of the newlywed game?
I know what there's always been redoing the newlywed. Make whoopee, you know?
PsychCentral.com is the internet's largest and oldest independent mental health online resource. Since 1995, our completely free, award-winning website has been run by mental health professionals offering reliable, trusted information, as well as over 250 support groups to people living with mental illness. From professional articles to personal stories, PsychCentral.com is worth your time checking out and is the generous sponsor of this podcast.
I asked your mom, in her own words, define her understanding of schizophrenia. What do you think she said?
She probably said, you hear voices, you talk to yourself, you don't know what's reality, and you get confused. I don't think she even knows, honestly. I don't know what her opinion is. I don't think she knows what it is.
This is the sweetest thing. Your mother said, and I quote, first, she said that you were diagnosed with chronic paranoid schizophrenia. She had your exact diagnosis.
I think the doctor told her that.
But she had it. Remember, this was all done voice. This wasn't email. I mean, I was listening for Googling or paper shuffle. No, she fired it right off. She says, Michelle has chronic paranoid schizophrenia. Michelle lives with paranoia and she hears voices, but then she wanted me to know that the voices are nicer now because of your medication and that they used to be really negative about Michelle and the people around Michelle. She also wanted me to know that you hear them less frequently now because of treatment, but they have not gone away, and that she worries about you because they haven't gone away. She had it perfect.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah, she nailed it.
I didn't know I had chronic paranoid schizophrenia, though. She must have gotten that from my doctor.
Well, now
I know my diagnosis.
Oh my God, are you telling me that your mother knows your diagnosis?
I didn't know chronic. I didn't know chronic.
So what did you ask my mom? You posed the question to my mom, but differently, of course, because I don't have schizophrenia, so go.
Like, in your own words, define the understanding of bipolar disorder. What do you think she said?
I think that my mom said that bipolar disorder is defined as highs and lows, and that Gabe was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Similar. She kind of just said bipolar is somebody who has manic stages, where the person who's manic thinks they can control everything and do anything. And then the other end of it is thoughts of suicide and you don't have good ways to cope with the world. That's what she said to me.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, that sounds pretty correct with me, yeah.
Yeah, the thing, of course, that I always point out is that bipolar disorder is a spectrum disorder, so it's all the way from suicidal depression along a spectrum to the extreme godlike mania, but that you can be in the middle and be just quote-unquote normal, just fine, and living your everyday life, or you can be a little manic, which is, you know, hypomania, or a little depressed, which is manageable, and you can just sort of vacillate back and forth along this giant spectrum. But yeah, extreme highs and extreme lows is pretty much the textbook definition of bipolar disorder. Way to go, Mom. Mom did it.
Well, bipolar is way easier to define because, you know, it was once called manic depression, which means up and then down.
Yeah.
That was an easier one for her than what it was for my mom, even though my mom answered it perfectly.
Yeah, that's true. Your mom nailed it. Like in the War of Susans, I think that the Susan Hammer is beating the Susan Howard. It's my goal
to
make...
Your mom's not going
to
like that. Your mom's not going to like that you said that about her. Susan Howard, you know everything, Susan Howard. You're the best, Susan Howard. You're very, very smart. She listens to the podcast.
Of course she listens to the podcast.
I'm just saying. You got to say some nice things about mommy.
Your mom listens to the podcast too.
I know she does.
Your mom says that sometimes it freaks her out. I said that you are terrified that your mother's opinion about you will sink because of what you say on the podcast. And your mom assured me that that was nonsense, that she absolutely loves you, although she finds out things for the very first time because of the podcast. And that sometimes
your mom said
nervous.
The same thing here. Your mom said the exact same thing to me. And she says there are some things that she wished she didn't know.
Oh, yeah? What does she wish she didn't know?
I didn't want to get into details, but I would pretty much assume it's that stripper story that you told in the basement of the strip club and you wanted to live a bid you adieu.
I bid you adieu.
I bid you adieu. I bet you she was talking about that story.
My mother raised me to be nice to sex workers and not to just pay them and leave, but to say thank you and goodbye first. And that is a message that I have carried with me for a long time.
That's a good thing. Always be nice to a sex worker.
Always be nice to a sex worker.
That should be a Gabe quote. Always be nice to a sex worker.
You should put it on a shirt.
You should make that shirt.
I don't own a clothing line. That's more your thing.
You have a clothing line.
I just have a logo on a shirt.
Yeah, but you should have a shirt. Always be nice to a sex worker.
Always be nice to sex workers. So the final question, and this was my favorite one because all the other ones we were kind of testing our mothers to see what they understood, what they knew. But I asked your mother, when considering all of Michelle's accomplishments as it pertains to mental health advocacy, which one are you the proudest of and why? What do you think your mom said?
Which part of my mental health advocacy makes her most proud? I mean, I guess speaking about mental health and educating the public?
Yes.
Yay!
She said that she is proud of you for speaking out in public and that she loves the fact that you help others.
Aww.
She also says that she really adores the WebMD video.
Oh, isn't that sweet? I love that video too. I've seen it 400 times now.
Yeah,
you show it to kids in class. Gabe shows my video to kids in class. They ask if I'm his daughter.
That was horrifyingly.
No, you're like, if you had a kid at like 14.
No, I would have had the kid at 11. Stop.
11, sorry.
I am. That's terrible.
So, okay. The question is, considering all of Gabe's accomplishments as it pertains to mental health advocacy, which one are you proudest of and why?
I think that my mom is most proudest of, I'm going to go with I'm trying to put myself in the brain of a 60-year-old housewife that lives in Tennessee. I'm channeling.
You're feeling 10, I see.
Yeah, 10, I see.
Never heard of that pickup line?
No, it's terrible. But in order to put myself in the mind of my mother, I suddenly became angry at my father for no reason. So I need to stop this before I start yelling at him. I think that my mother is proudest of, I don't know if she's, can you give me a hint? Like, is she proudest of something that I do, or is she proudest of an award that I got?
Just of what you do.
Of what I do. I think the public speaking is what she's the proudest of.
Well, very similar. Yeah. She says she loves that you're educating the public and that you're making sure that nobody falls between the cracks. Like she felt like you kind of fell between the cracks for many, many years until you got diagnosed, and that you're lucky that you did get diagnosed and that you didn't die by suicide. And she likes that you're helping people in that sense. Then you're making sure that people who have mental illness won't die by suicide as well. And you're educating the public and, making sure that, other people can be helped as well.
Did she like my WebMD video?
Yeah, I don't think you had one, Gabe.
Yeah, I don't. When it came time to hand out WebMD projects, they looked at me and said, oh God, you're so ugly. You have to be a writer. And they looked at you and they're like, oh yeah.
They didn't contact you, Gabe.
I'm a writer for WebMD.
But they didn't contact you for a video.
That's because I'm ugly.
Whatever.
Michelle, how long did you talk to my mom?
Talked to your mom for about 10 minutes. Talked to her about 10 minutes. How long did you talk to my mom?
You and I are very different people. I talked to your mother for an hour and 5 minutes.
Why? What were you talking about for an hour and 5 minutes with my mother?
Your parents had a lot of questions about...
Oh, what did you talk about with my dad? Because you spoke to my dad too.
I did. I talked
what
to your dad
you
as well.
What did he say?
I think that we, as people living with mental illness, are hardest on the ones closest to us. For the longest time, and I've spoke about this before, I was angry at my parents and I didn't want to tell them anything because I felt that they didn't help me when I was sick. They didn't do anything to make me better. I felt like I was all alone. And for some reason, it got discombobulated in my mind that while I was all alone and suffering, my parents were like just like living it up and they were fine. And it wasn't until I got well that I realized how much my parents suffered in a different way. It's not the same, but I was terrified as a sick person, and they were terrified because they had a sick child. And maybe sick isn't even the right word. They were worried about me. And your parents are much the same way. They were and are worried about you. And they are incredibly proud of all the things that you have done. But there's so much stuff that they didn't even know that you were doing because they said that you're hard to talk to and they don't know where schizophrenia ends and Michelle being stubborn begins. And I said, I don't know either. I'm telling you, your family is ultra cool. They think the world of you. They think that you are amazing. They are glad that we are working together. They like the concept of, getting our voices out there because it's more diverse to have, our shtick, male, yeah. Female, schizophrenia, bipolar, different perspectives.
Should mention, your mother said she's amazing at the two truths and a lie.
She is. She is undefeated.
She said she's guessed right every single time.
That
Maybe
is
better than you. She said she's been right and you've been wrong and she's better than you at it.
You've been wrong too. So I wouldn't get all arrogant.
She said the Rolex thing kind of trips her up too. She wasn't so sure about that.
My mother doesn't know I own a Rolex?
Apparently not.
My mother knows I own a Rolex. She yelled at me for like 3 months. Okay, well, then
she does. I guess maybe she did know that. Maybe I guess I heard that wrong. But I'm just saying. She said she's very good at two truths and a lie.
She's very good at it.
Yes.
So, Michelle, in conclusion, is there anything about your mother's answers that surprised you?
Well, now I know I have chronic paranoid schizophrenia.
that was the surprising thing?
No, nothing my mom said really surprised me. I would expect her to say all that stuff, really. And she seems more educated than I thought she was. I can't believe you spoke to her for an hour, but I mean, good for you. You can talk to her for an hour. It's more than I talked to her for.
That's so messed up. You should call your mother more.
I spoke to her today.
For an hour?
No.
So you're telling me that I have talked to your mother longer today than you have?
But I speak to her multiple times in a week.
I call my mother every day.
Well, whatever. Was there anything that surprised you about your mom's answers at all?
I was really surprised that she didn't know that I was mentally ill until the day that I got diagnosed. I guess I just kind of figured that they always thought that I was... I mean, but I guess I'm not surprised by that. You know, even in my own mind, I wrestle with this. I really just believe that everybody knew that I was messed up, but that's dumb. I even say in my speeches, nobody in my family knew, so I couldn't get the help that I needed. Yet hearing my mother say that, I don't know, in a way it kind of hurts me, because what if she would have found out that I was mentally ill because I died by suicide?
Like, yeah.
These really are the things that haunt me. And it's one of the reasons that I think you and I work so well together, because the thing that we agree about the most, Michelle, is that it's not fair that we are well and other people can't get access to care. And, you know, we disagree on a lot of things and we have different ways of doing things and we're loud and obnoxious and funny, but at our core, we just want everybody to have the same opportunity that we had.
I know. Yeah. Both of us went to counseling for years of our lives and, you know, we didn't get diagnosed until we were much older, you know?
Yeah.
Our families, like they said, they didn't know we had a mental illness, yet we were in counseling.
Right.
But what did they think we were in counseling really?
Because, you know, we were brats.
Behavioral? But it almost like blows my mind. Like, what do you think causes behavioral issues really?
Yeah. I'm trying not to call out my fellow mental health advocates, and I certainly don't mean to be rude, and everybody has a role to play, and we all have to play our own roles. But I think that sometimes we all forget that this isn't about our story. It's about how our story can help the next generation get the help that we couldn't get and not have to suffer in the way that we suffered. And I certainly forget that from time to time, and I want more people to be able to access care, because I want more people to end up like Gabe and Michelle.
Exactly. And that's exactly what your mother said. You're helping people not fall through the cracks. That's exactly what your mother said. And that's what she really likes about what you're doing.
You know, what's sad. These cracks are just, they're not even cracks. They're like Grand Canyon holes that nobody wants to fix. And it's not right.
It's not right at all. And it's something we got to fix, starting maybe in schools and stuff, because I mean, she did bring me to a therapist and stuff to talk, but there's lots of kids that acted, you know, like me, and they didn't have parents to bring them to a therapist. So who knows where they even are now.
Right. And to close the loop on this, I'm sure that in therapy, you were probably tight-lipped and afraid to talk. And I don't know, we'll go with paranoid.
Just a little bit. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I'd stare them down. I ain't talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Who are you? I'm not talking to you. I'm not telling you my life. I'm not saying anything to you. You're going to tell my mom. You're going to tell my mom. You're going to tell my mom. I don't want her to know anything. She has it out for me. You know.
I know. I mean, did your mother live up to your expectations as an interviewee for A Bipolar, A Schizophrenic, and a Podcast? The best podcast on all of the internet featuring a bipolar and a schizophrenic?
Yes. Do you think your mother did?
No, she failed miserably.
No, she didn't.
I'm very upset.
I loved her answer. All of this makes sense now.
All of this makes sense now.
All of this makes sense now. It all just makes sense.
Mom, I love you. Thank you for agreeing to be on the show in some small way. I hope that your reign continues with two truths and one lie.
Thanks, Mommy. It's been real. Gabe's coming to Thanksgiving.
Maybe. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to A Bipolar, a Schizophrenic, and a Podcast, and we will see you next week.
We're all going to Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to A Bipolar, a Schizophrenic, and a Podcast. If you love this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Head over to iTunes or your preferred podcast app to subscribe, rate, and review. To work with Gabe, go to GabeHoward.com. To work with Michelle, go to Schizophrenic.nyc. For free mental health resources and online support groups, head over to PsychCentral.com. The show's official website is PsychCentral.com/BSP. You can email us at show@PsychCentral.com. Thank you for listening, and share widely.